we're about to talk with one of the biggest rock bands of the last decade. Arcade Fire started out as an indie band from Montreal. In 2004, their debut album became the soundtrack of a moment, soaring anthems with a message. In 2011, they won Album of the Year at the Grammys. Arcade Fire didn't come across as cool, ironic rock stars. Instead, they filled stadiums with songs that felt urgent and sincere. Two members of Arcade Fire joined me to talk about their newest album called Everything Now. The album explores human connections in the age of connectivity. Wynn and Will Butler are brothers, and this has always been a family band. Wynn's wife, Régine Chassant, is one of the lead singers. I asked the brothers what their relationship was like as kids.
We were living in Texas, and I went to boarding school in New Hampshire. And like leaving the house, I think I really got a really deep appreciation for how close Will and I were. Like the second I left, I was like, oh, crap. Like maybe I didn't appreciate what a good thing we had going. We connected a lot on a musical level. Like, oh, we're kind of born from the same fire.
But our mom is actually a musician. She grew up on a variety show on ABC with 40 of her cousins and her parents and six aunts and uncles and great aunts and uncles.
Okay, as long as we're talking about family, the spark for the song Peter Pan on this album came from your father.
In my dreams, you're dying. It wakes me up, can't stop crying. I just want to live forever. Keep my promises, keep it together.
You know, like both of my grandfathers were 96 when they passed away, so you got a lot of really good time with our grandparents. And I have a son now, and you start to realize that your parents are getting older, and kind of like the realization that they're not always going to be there. It's like a different way of facing mortality. I think Peter Pan, in a lot of ways, it's like kind of emblematic of the modern man. He's like kind of like the dream of being young forever and always dressing like a teenager and always feeling young. But it was like trying to get like a more direct, less ironic take on the desire to not have the people you love die.
So much of this album is about stuff. It seems like a real contrast to that.
I don't agree. I mean, even Everything Now is really super emotional. I mean,
tell me about that. To me, it feels like inundation.
I mean, like the lyric, every inch of road's got a town. Daddy, how come you're never around? I miss you.
Every inch of road's got a town. Daddy, how come you're never around? I miss you. Everything now. Mama, leave the food on the stove. Leave your car.
Is not really about stuff. It's about longing for connection and longing for love. And I don't know. I think that the conceptual framework around the record is trying to come to some sort of understanding about the moment we're in and trying to like have some peace with it. But the actual record is really about people. And it's really, I would say, very direct and heartfelt.
Black again, can't make it back again from everything now.
So I guess that makes me wonder, when you're creating a thing that you care about, a piece of music, and you have no choice but to do it from within this big old machine, do you have any small rituals or practices or something that helps you as people trying to create art connect with a big invisible audience out there that wants to appreciate your art in the middle of this machine?
In high school, I took a class on cathedral architecture, and there's all these anonymous medieval stonemasons carving gargoyles that go on the roof of the cathedral that nobody will ever see for 500 years until tourists start going up onto the roof of the cathedral to take pictures of it. And there's a part of making art that I relate to as a medieval stonemason, where I'm just carving this gargoyle for God or question mark. And whatever happens the next 500 years is up to everybody else.
But then you have to make money and go to the Grammys and win awards and things like that.
Well, you don't have to go to the Grammys.
The album ends with a ballad that sounds different from a lot of other songs on the album. We Don't Deserve Love. Will you tell me about how you built this?
There's a synthesizer called a Hymnotron. That I got for Regine for her birthday. It was a really good birthday gift. It's a really beautiful.
If you do say so yourself.
It's a really cool synth that you don't really play it like a normal synth. It's just like these weird buttons and knobs. And it was me just turning it on and trying to figure out how it worked. And our engineer at the time, our friend Corey, he left, you know, like just really like teary goodbye. Like, I'm going, I have to go take this other job. And I was like, well, I'm really going to miss you. And he's like, it's like that thing you were playing the other day is like, I hope one day in my life I make something as beautiful as that. And I was like, what thing? And he's like, the thing you played on the synth the other day. And I pulled it up and I was like, oh, this is really cool.
Just you figuring out how to use the instrument.
Yeah. And like Corey was sitting in the corner, like almost crying. He's like, wow, this is so beautiful. And I was just like, how does this thing work? And then afterwards, when he pointed it out, then I was like, oh, right. And then that was the song, pretty much. Been hiding my scars in broad daylight bars, behind laugh tracks on TV. If you can't see the forest for the trees, just burn it all down. The vocal is the first time I ever sang it. And everyone in the band just went in the studio and, like, put on a layer. And then that was the song.
No, and then at the end of the record, we pulled up the song. We're like, oh, what are we doing on this? And everything was there. And it was like, oh, I guess we've already done this song. This song is done.
It also just feels like such a different and yet totally appropriate way to end the album after you've been talking about everything now and infinite content to come down to a sentiment as intimate as this, We Don't Deserve Love.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, that one.
Wynn and Will Butler of the band Arcade Fire, their latest album is Everything Now. Thanks so much, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Like, and hi to our parents, who I'm sure are listening.
Who's 45th, the wedding anniversary?
Yeah, they said
they're
45th.
Oh, happy anniversary to your parents.
Yeah, not bad. 45 years. Roll away the stars.